So the first item on the agenda is the review team meeting in Abu Dhabi. So we just wanted to follow up on that one because we saw there was some back and forth on the list, and we just wanted to confirm that we should send a note to the review team regarding the two dates that are booked now for the review team meeting, which is the 27th of October and the 3rd of November. So we sent a draft note to the co-chairs on that, so just wanted to follow up.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I've been offline for a few days myself, so I need to catch up with the email. What was the email list? What was on the list?
There were some comments from review team members coming back from vacation. I think James had been off and had missed some back and forth, and so there was some comments regarding the days of the meeting, and I think he had asked that it be added along with Carrie-Anne to the agenda on this upcoming plenary call, and then I know that Eric had commented as well on that one. So from our point of view, obviously last Friday we agreed that the two dates would be the 27th and the 3rd. If we just note that that hasn't yet been confirmed with the review team itself.
So my recollection was that James asked for both, and I can't remember if anyone else sort of felt strong about both. And I guess I personally don't mind both if the team wants that, but unless I remember correctly, it was just James who said, I think we need both because we need lots of time and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that sort of didn't necessarily include the notion that maybe we have like one of the days and then we can do some evening meetings where we need to, but was there other strong sentiment that both, because I thought both was difficult for like, for example, you all, for staff and whatnot. So am I remembering that correctly? It was just James that thought about both, or?
Well, I think last week we discussed on the co-chair call that the two dates were going to happen, the 27th and the 3rd. So we sent the confirmation to the meetings team, and then we drafted a note on Denise's request, you know, to the review team saying that those two dates would be confirmed, and then there will be opportunity for the review team members to have more informal meetings throughout the week if they so choose to do so, but obviously that would mean no IT support. And it's just like, really, we just need to communicate that now to the review team, and we just want to send a note out, really, which we were asked to circulate a draft note to the co-chairs, which we've done. So we're just kind of following up on that and asking, I guess, if we can send it out today.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm sorry, I was just reading the email. So we should put that on the agenda for our Tuesday call. Is that the suggestion?
Just as I see Larissa has her hand raised, so I'll let her talk. Go ahead, Larissa.
Thanks. Hi, Eric and Denise. No, I think the suggestion is that we go ahead and send the note that we drafted, that will communicate to the review team that the dates have now been confirmed, travel sheets have been submitted, and they will be contacted by ICANN Travel, if they haven't already, to make travel arrangements. Based on the confirmation last week that you wanted to have the two dates.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds fine to me.
Thanks. So we'll distribute that to the list after this call. Moving on then to the next agenda item, the outreach session. So last week, just as a reminder, we confirmed the list of SOACs and constituencies to send the note to. Again, Denise, you'd asked for us to resend you the draft note because you had some input. So we did that, and now we're just waiting for the okay to go ahead with that as well and start sending that note out, because we'll need to do that soon. Do you have any edits that you wanted to share with us?
Are you talking about the note to the team?
No, I'm talking about the note to the SOACs and constituency groups.
Oh, yes. Can you just tell me where that is? The day you sent it? I think you resent it to me. What day it is? Was that? I'll look through my email. And we can move on to another topic while I take a look at it.
I sent it to you on Friday. Okay. Moving on then to the next item is the draft RFP overview document that we sent to both Denise and Eric this morning. So I appreciate you probably haven't had much of a chance to look at it yet, but I'll hand this agenda item over to Larissa.
Thanks, Jennifer. So this is to follow up on the discussion that we had last week. We are moving forward with the preparatory steps should you want to engage a contractor to do the gap analysis for SSR1. So as Jennifer suggested, in your inboxes you have, as you requested, the overview document that basically builds on the key points that we discussed last week, the scope of work, the skills required and such, but there is more detail there for you to react to, such as deliverables, timelines and such. And you will probably notice that it's in the format of what we call a fast-track RFP. So it's still something that follows the basic transparency and due diligence practices of a procurement process, but fast-track means that we can go through the steps pretty quickly and get someone in here, we expect, by mid-September or so, provided that we can get input from the team, from the review team, on all the parameters and the particulars that are included in the overview document.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at it. What's the difference between that and a, what's the other mechanism? Is it statement of work? Or what's the other mechanism for?
The other mechanism, sorry, Denise, the other mechanism would be an informal process of outreach through email or, you know, whatever other method. So as you requested, procurement folks will be joining the call next week, and they can walk through some of these options in more detail. But there is a strong recommendation that we do it through a fast-track process, because that ensures that there is clarity and transparency of what's being requested, what the timeline is, and gives the largest possible opportunity to reach out to all qualified parties.
Yes, I'm sorry. Besides RFP, what's the other process?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your question.
So besides RFP, what's the other process for engaging people?
Besides RFP, there is an RFQ or an request for information, RFI. So essentially the fast-track process that we're proposing incorporates those aspects into what we're suggesting we do.
Okay, and I may be mistaken, but I thought I'd asked for information on the processes rather than a briefing for the team. I think we've got a full agenda as it is. Eric, your thoughts on this? I think this is something where information can be provided to staff with links, I mean to the team with links, and then if there's questions we can address on email,
Yeah, especially because
talk
I think
about on a call.
Yeah, I think especially because it's looking over documents, not something that lends itself very well to doing on the call. People need to do it ahead of time anyway or offline. So I think it also might be a good fodder to sort of try and energize the mailing list a little bit.
This is Larissa. So the request I thought was that you wanted an overview from procurement specifically on the process, which the high-level steps of the process of procurement we had shared with you in Johannesburg. So you already have that. But Denise, it seemed to me that you had some follow-up questions and you wanted to engage directly with our procurement folks so that we could determine a way forward.
Yes, I don't believe I asked for a briefing for the full team. Some questions arose, such as you indicated that ICANN staff would be selecting a consultant for the team rather than, and it was unclear what input the team would have on selecting the consultant that they work with and whether work from the consultant is being routed through staff rather than delivered to the team, some issues like that. So I don't want to take up any more time on this call. If you could, I guess, then just resend the information on the different options of engaging people and the steps, we'll take a look at it again and see if we can schedule it for a subsequent call or get information shared on the list and see if we can move some things forward in that vein. And where did we leave the technical writer issue?
Well, I think the technical writer issue, we're waiting to hear from you as to how you want to proceed. And that's another reason that I thought it would be helpful to have everybody on the same way on the same page as to how the procurement process works, because it sounds like in addition to someone for the gap analysis, there might be additional needs to hire third parties. So it might be much more efficient for the review team members to understand the process and hear from procurement as to how it works and have everybody's questions addressed at the same time.
Sure. Let's see if we can handle more of this on the email list.
Let me just make sure that we understand what that means. So we should send the overview document along with the information on how the procurement process works to the email list.
Right.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, and it may just be me, but I'm still confused about a statement of work for a low-level amount of money for a technical writer versus an RFP process or a fast-track RFP process. So if the information you put on the list could clarify that, I think that'd be helpful. Again, it may just be my confusion on this. And I know we have a lot of things to talk about, so we don't need to discuss.
Yeah, I think we might also be able to enrich that conversation with the delay that it's sort of having on the product of the team. So, I mean, you know, I think all this is in the spirit of trying to get things moving, because it's getting to the point where not having the writing is going to become potentially a gating factor for the work product. So hopefully we can just sort of get this on the list and get people's eyes on it, let people use their sort of in-between time so we can vet it moving forward. I think that's probably kind of the spirit we have in mind.
So on the technical writer, is there it would be helpful for us if you could frame what the needs are, because last we left off, we got information from several people that said that would happen later in the process, so we weren't sure what the ask is. So are you saying that you need a technical writer for the subgroups or for help me understand what exactly we're talking about?
So let's separate these things. I think we'd like information sent to the list about the options for engaging people. I thought one of those was a statement of work. It wasn't through the RFP process, and then there's also the RFP process, and now apparently there's the fast track RFP process. Setting aside what the engagement is for, what's the process? I think that if you could send that to the list, I don't understand. I don't understand at this point. So just sending the information about what is the statement of work process for engaging someone. Is that standalone or is that part of RFP in addition to what the fast track RFP and the RFP process? Putting that
on the
list would be useful.
Yeah, I agree.
And then in terms of the technical writer in Madrid, the whole team agreed that we wanted to engage a technical writer as soon as possible. And for various reasons, that's been difficult to get going. Because Kathy and James then subsequently, after conversations with some staff apparently, decide that it can wait, it's not appropriate for two people on the team to, that's their opinion, and that doesn't replace a full team decision in Madrid to engage a technical writer as soon as possible. So if you were not doing anything because Kathy and James on the list said, yeah, we can wait on this, that's not appropriate.
Denise, this is Larissa. So last we talked about this after Madrid, I think when was the initial time that I was involved. My understanding was that there were 3 point people working on the technical writer topic, and it was yourself, Kathy, and James. And to follow up on your request, Karen, I believe, submitted some information about how, some of the questions and framing questions that we would need some information on to help us move forward with that request. And we talked about it further in Johannesburg, and that's when the feedback from the two of them during the last day of the meeting was that this could wait. And I think we reported it as such on that action item. So if something has changed, we'll be happy to reengage, but that was the last recollection that I have.
Yeah.
So
I see there's been confusion about this. So I and Kathy and James volunteered to review or work on a description for a technical writer. That's it. We are not the gatekeepers to change the full team decision about engaging a technical writer. We just volunteered to write or look at a review, send it to the full team, statement of work for a technical writer. That's it. So it wasn't appropriate for to change the technical writer action item to, we're not doing this until later. And that's something that is easily remedied. So we've got
clarity
here.
So do you have any, that's right. We will resend the information that was originally shared on this topic. And I guess this time it should go to the whole team so that everybody has a chance to weigh in and help us frame the ask on the technical writer. Would that be appropriate?
No, I don't think you need to reframe.
So can I jump in real quick?
This turned out to be a long conversation. We can leave this.
No, I think this is important. I think at this point there's a lot of reasons why we need a technical writer. And with all due respect to my co-team members, there's a lot of things that I think we really need to do. And I guess if we were to get into just a couple of them right now, I could just sort of belt one off the top of my head that I think is really important, which is, as we proceed to sort of, do incremental bits of work but not produce our final report because we're nowhere near that, having a technical writer that helps us construct interim messaging to the community that becomes memorials to what we were thinking at various points. Interim reports are critical when people look back at work progresses. So having a technical writer that can, for example, take direction from the team that we are at a point now where we have an interim report on something would then allow the team to offload to the technical writer a lot of the stuff that would normally hamper our ability to go forward, i.e. the writing. So I think having that resource sooner rather than later is important. And I think, you know, the notion that we didn't need one in Madrid right then and there was understood, but we still decided we wanted to get one. Whether we had one, like, at the exact moment when we needed to issue an interim report, that could become a gating factor. So I think, you know, that's just a straw man for why I think it would be good to sort of treat this with a little more, to make this a little more of an express ask.
So let's set this aside. And the action item here, just to be really clear, is any process, in addition to RFPs, any process that can be used to engage consultants for the SSR review team, that process should be put on the full email list. And if there are questions and confusions and we need more information, people can ask questions on the list. And if we feel we need a discussion, we can move it to a team discussion. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Great. What's our next item?
Thanks. So the next item is the work plan template, and I just want to talk about that for a quick moment. We circulated a draft work plan template to you guys this morning. So again, it's in your inbox, and it's just to note that please take a look at it, and we hope that we can circulate that to the review team and they can start to build out the work plan. There's sections in it for the sub-teams as well, and we've broken down different tasks there, and so it's really just a template for the review team to take forward and use as they so choose.
We'll take a look at it. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, so I took a quick look, you know, maybe we should sort of circle back after Denise and I can take a longer look. But you know, I think last time we talked about this, there were some comments about adding things like, you know, obstacles and problems and whatnot. It doesn't look like those made it into the template. It looks like it may largely be the same template from before, but actually fleshed out with content. So I'll take a closer look to make sure that I'm not misrepresenting that. But, you know, we were hoping that there'd be a little more sort of substance in there about, like, if a sub-team wanted to identify things it was running into that it needed help with or things that sort of gated its overall deliverables, et cetera, and so forth. So I might just be missing that. So if it's in there, I'm sorry. I just took a quick look.
Thanks. So we'll wait for your feedback on that one once you've taken a closer look.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks.
All right. So moving on to, unless anybody else has any comments on that, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is the plenary call on Tuesday. So, you know, obviously we discussed the procurement briefing. It sounds like you may want that to be taken off the agenda for Tuesday. We can come back to that. But the other things we've got on the agenda to confirm is the Trello demonstration. I talked with James, and he said he's happy to give that. Obviously, we would discuss the next steps for potential engagement of a third party once we've circulated the information to the list, and then updates from subtopic teams. So please let me know if there's other items or edits to the agenda.
How much time does he need for that?
For which piece?
Trello?
I'd say probably 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes at most.
Okay. Could you ask James to send information on Trello to the list beforehand? And that we'll plan to spend 15 minutes on it.
Okay. So if I ask him for, I mean, do you want me to ask if he can do it in 10, or do you have a specific time frame in mind?
Right, yeah. So 10 minutes running through how Trello works would be great. And then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he can do that.
But to be clear, could something be sent to the list ahead of time?
Sure.
Remind people why we're looking at this, what the ask was, what the suggestion was, a link to Trello. It'll make it a little more efficient, I think.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Other agenda items?
Can you pull up the action items list? And you're rolling all the action items into one list now, right?
Correct. So I can share my screen. I don't have slides of the action items, but they're on the PDF doc. Well, let me get the PDF document. 1 second. You can go ahead and talk if you'd like, if you have concerns or questions.
Oh, hang on, I lost my window. Could you send me a link? I'm going to have to pull it up myself. So on the agenda, what time is the call next week? And Eric, is it your chair or my chair? I think, is it my turn?
I've completely lost track.
I think it's mine, right?
Okay.
Do you guys know?
Actually, so I'll also be on travel the following week, so I can do it next week if you can take it the following week.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Cool, thanks.
Hi, Denise, this is Yvette. To confirm, the call for next Tuesday is at 1400 UTC.
What time is that Pacific?
Let's see here. For you're in the same time zone I am, it would be 7 a.m. for us.
Okay. Great. Okay. So Eric will do.
Yep.
Do next week. So on the agenda, could you put the subtopic teams before the Trello demonstration, list a bullet for each subtopic team, and in parentheses put the name of the rapporteur, and follow up with each rapporteur and see if they're going to be on the call and ask if they have anything in advance of the Tuesday call they can put on the email list. And then what happened to the NDA discussion?
Karen, would you like to – oh, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Sorry, I had to get off mute. We were to hold the NDA discussion with James and Carrie Ann this week, but it's been postponed now until next Friday to follow up on the comments and suggestions that both ICANN Legal and Carrie Ann and James had on the documents. So that won't be concluded for probably another 2 weeks, is what I suspect. It's been delayed because of holiday travel, excuse me, and James being out for a while, and he's been the lead representing the interests of the SSR2 group.
Okay. We need to move that along. So can you send them an email, copy Eric and me, confirm what we understand the updated schedule on this to be? That is, Carrie Ann and James are going to meet have a call next Friday, and then will that yield what? Then they'll be ready to talk to the team, or does something else need to happen? Like, when can we put as an agenda item on a team call?
I cannot say if they'll conclude everything. There are different proposals for different text, and there hasn't been a discussion on that yet. So this will be the first opportunity they've had to discuss various changes that have been proposed in both documents. So if they can come to an agreement quickly, then we can have another draft to circulate to the review team.
Okay. Were you going to share your screen, Jennifer?
Hi, Denise. This is Yvette. I've got the tracking tool on screen. I don't know if you can see it. Is it easier for you if I share my screen, or can you read what's here? I don't know.
Oh,
I think you're
it.
In the Adobe room. You can read it? Okay. And there's also scrolling control, too, if you need that.
Okay. So what's the SSR subgroup meeting in L.A.? Can you remind us what that was? That was the idea that we would add an LA meeting for all subgroups, or is this one subgroup?
Hi, Denise. This is Yvette. As far as we know, it is only the one group. I believe it's ICANN SSR. That doodle poll actually closes today at 1900 UTC. We sent out a reminder for that this morning as well. So as far as I know right now, it's just for that one group. But Karen has her hand up. She may have more intel than I do. But go ahead, Karen.
Thank you, Yvette. To provide some context, this is something within the subgroup itself on the ICANN SSR. Boban initiated to get some sense of what the review team members thought about meeting in LA with ICANN security to go over a list of topics that they are developing to get more detail. I believe he intends to inform the full review team of what the subgroup is thinking about and why they think it's important to have this face-to-face meeting to get agreement to move forward with actually booking something based on the dates that the review team has indicated they want to meet on the primary call next week.
Yeah, thanks. Could you update the text on that then, please, to note that SSR1 is exploring the need for an LA meeting?
It's not SSR1. It's the it's subgroup on ICANN SSR.
Okay. Could you put that the subgroup on ICANN SSR is exploring the need for an LA meeting? Notes on subteam calls. For any calls that the SSR2 team has, as we've discussed, people simply are not accessing audio recordings. And for team members to have a useful reference for what's occurring on calls they miss, we need minutes from the team. So this is an action item to do what? Do we still have a refusal on staff side to provide notes instead of an audio recording on subtopic teams, or what's the issue here?
Larissa has her hand raised. Larissa, if you want to go ahead.
Hi, Denise. So based on the discussion that we had last week, we went back to see exactly what the current status is, what's happening on the subgroup calls as well as plenary calls, and exactly what we're doing and how this relates to the work that we do across the board. So for both plenary and subgroup calls, there are recordings and there's also transcripts. And we take action items and we take decisions made. So that's pretty standard treatment that cuts across all the community groups that we support. So with that in mind, taking
some additional types of notes. That's something that the purpose of that and what would be achieved with that is still not clear to us. And to the extent that we're doing everything we can to support the work in the most meaningful way, including these items, which are quite extensive, and we'd be happy to walk you or whoever might be interested in this in where to find this information and, you know, how to use it in the most effective way. So it's not that it's a refusal to do this. It's just that because it's a request to do something that's outside of what we do as a standard practice, we would really need to understand more what's behind that and how that might help the participation.
Okay, so Eric has his hand up.
So I'll just sort of throw my two cents in on this. I think having notes, better would even be minutes, of the meetings is critical. I think at this point, especially with the lack of energy that's happening on the mailing list, this is the only real searchable way that we can get back to ideas that are floated and thoughts that people have. I think action items are great, but they're different. I think a lot of the other ways that you've talked about memorializing things are good, but they're not sufficient for, you know, reconstructing brainstorming, for reconstructing what people were talking about at a given time. And as it sounds like, I'm not surprised by, people aren't using the audio recordings for that, but that's because they're not random access. I can't do keyword searches and stuff like that. So I think it would be really useful to investigate what it would take to get us to the point where we can have this. I mean, like, you know, at the IETF, you know, they have note takers for every single session. And I understand maybe that's not the case here, but, you know, the reason for that is that ideas come up and get sparked at the mic and they need to be memorialized. And I think what we're finding is the same need here. That'd be my two cents.
So we don't have transcripts. We have audio recordings for subtopic, but we don't have transcripts, correct?
You do have transcripts. You do have transcripts, and transcripts are available for keyword searches, as Eric suggested. That
so
information is all available.
So for every subtopic call, for every subtopic call, there's a recording, and then it's transcribed?
That's correct.
I guess I just don't think a transcript is the same thing as taking notes for a meeting. It could just be my bias, and so maybe this is sort of a growth opportunity for me, but, you know, I find somebody that's conscientiously sort of interpreting what's going on creates a sort of a, you know, a higher level analog of the higher order bits. I think those are important to capture. You know, it's sort of like when ideas are flying back and forth, it's not the same thing as somebody saying, like, this is what we just talked about, you know, in summary. So, I mean, that's just my two cents. I mean, maybe this is too much of an ask to get meeting minutes, but that I do find them to be different than transcriptions.
So are we paying? Like, does it come out of our budget to pay for recordings and transcriptions on each subtopic call?
Denise, it's Larissa. I don't know that comes out of your budget. I think that's just a standard practice at ICANN for all public sessions, and that comes out of language services, I believe, but that's something that I would have to check on.
Could you find out and let me know? So here's the thing. The volunteers, I'm sure, on this team are really busy, and it is I appreciate all the tools that are being provided, but Eric and I are telling you that those tools are not meeting the needs that we have, and we're not, you know, unique among team members, both for the plenary calls and for the subtopic calls. There's a lot of staff on the call, and it would be very easy to simply take down bullets of the key points that are being made. You can call them minutes. You can call them informal notes. Those are much more valuable and easier to look at, pick up a thread for the next call. If you just write down what the decisions and the action items, what you're missing is the ongoing conversations that occur on the call and the ability of people to say, oh, I see that this topic was discussed. Here are a couple points that were made. And that then allows them to follow the discussion and pick it up and participate in the next call. You lose that when people can only look at a decision bullet or an action item bullet. Plus, there are 3 or 4 staff people, it seems, on every single call, listening, because we're not asking staff to present on any of these calls, very rarely. So it would also be a good use of staff time since they're already on the call. This had in the past been something that was done by staff on other review teams. Not sure why the practice dropped off. We seem to have ample staff, and that would be more valuable in allowing us to track what the conversation is on each sub-team when we can't be on the call. So that's the issue there.
Thanks, Denise. So as it turns out, there was a period of time, and I think it started sometime after the Madrid meeting, that these kinds of notes that you're, suggesting are actually being captured for the plenary calls. So I was just wondering how useful and whether folks had the opportunity to use them and reflect whether that's something that should continue to do, because that is actually happening currently,
yes.
Even though that's not entirely part of our normal practice.
Right, yes. I'd ask for that as well. Which is why that's happening. I find that much more useful, and I've never listened to a recording.
And I'd add that those things become useful not necessarily right after they're created, but they become useful in summary later on too, when someone goes back to trace things or find things that are in the air where they came from. So it isn't necessarily the case that having them being used now or not indicates their utility. Their utility is long-term.
Thanks for that, Eric. So it sounds like, just to summarize, what the team is doing here, it is consistent. We do it for SSR2. We do it for RGS. We've been doing it for Workstream 2 subgroups for the duration of the last 2 years. So the practice that we're outlining here is not sort of a decision that was made by this team for how our team, the support team for you guys, for how to do this. This is just a matter of practice that we follow. So it sounds like because you don't find value in transcripts and recordings, you might want to eliminate those.
No, you're welcome to keep doing it. It says, Ethan, you're welcome to keep doing them. I'm not in any way suggesting that I upend the whole process and construct that the staff has built for all review team minutes and note takings and recordings. I think the ask here is 2 things. One, is recordings and transcriptions of subtopic calls hitting the review team's budget? That's the first question you're going to get back to Eric and me on. The second is, since there's always lots of staff on each of these calls, can staff use that time to write bullets on key points that they hear and share them with the team? That's really a very simple ask.
Bernie, I see that you have an answer, so do you want to weigh in on the budget point?
Yeah, from my Workstream 2 experience and from what I've seen as a budget here, it works exactly the same way. So in answer to your question, Denise, the discretionary amounts you have for external costs is in no way affected by having Trenton. This is part of the standard support package for which you don't see the allocation of funds. So that's the answer. Does that answer your question?
Sure. Yeah, I've got a meeting at the bottom. Thanks, Bernie. I appreciate that. I've got a meeting at the bottom of the hour. So we've got the ask here is staff taking notes when they're on calls with SSR2 teams and putting them on the wiki. Since people have to jump off at the end of the call, are there other like burning items we need to address? Could sure, go ahead.
Sorry, just to make sure that we set the right expectation. So people to take minutes of the sub-team calls and the plenary calls based on what you and Eric outlined, that is not something that we'll be able to assign staff to do. We'll be happy to explore how to meet that need, but it's not something that we'll be able to allocate staff to do. So I just wanted to be clear about that.
Why is that? Okay, so I'm sorry. We are running out of time. Could you send Eric and me an email explaining that? So I think there's just something I might be a little bit of a disconnect as to what.
Yeah, like if we get some.
If you could put that in writing and explain it.
It'd be helpful to disambiguate, like just in case we're having a miscommunication so we can memorialize this a little bit.
Sure, happy to do that.
Really sorry, I have to run. I got to get to my meeting before it starts. So thank you very much. Sorry I have to jump off in the middle. Hopefully we can close any loops over here.
Yep, I think, yeah. I've got a call as well, Eric, at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, and I'll follow up with you on email.
Great. Sounds great. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay. Could staff assign dates as to additional items on the work list? I think part of our commitment was to make sure we have at least aspirational dates on all of the items that we track.
Hi, it's Jennifer. So the way that we have been putting assigning dates is we want to make sure that they are meaningful dates. So we go back and we talk with the appropriate staff person and we ask them when they think they'll be able to deliver the action item, and then we put the anticipated completion date on there. So items that don't have dates, it's simply because we haven't been able to, get that information, or the staff member is not sure yet when they would be able to deliver. So we want to make sure we're giving you meaningful dates and not just dates for the sake of dates.
Okay, great. So those are works in progress, and you're working on that. Okay, thanks. Are there other anything else that needs Eric, in my attention, today I need to get you that outreach note, which I'm quite overdue on, Jennifer. And you have the change in the agenda that you're going to post?
So, yeah, I just wanted to confirm the agenda with you then. So we've got the subtopic teams and then the Trello demonstration. Is there any other agenda items that you wanted to add?
Abu Dhabi.
Okay. So we'll put that after the subtopic team.
Right, and break up, make sure there are bullets for each subtopic team, and then Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
And
a discussion on the procurement process? Not the briefing, but a follow-up discussion?
No.
No follow-up discussion. Okay.
No, that's, procurement is not on the agenda.
Okay.
You're going to
send
information about that processes to the email list, and we'll ask questions, and then if we need to put it on the agenda in the future, we can.
Okay. Thank you.
And then on your dashboard, Jennifer, I glanced at that. I'm not sure why you have two briefings called out on the dashboard. Could you delete those, please?
So the requests were for briefings. So we want to track every action item and request that we get. So obviously the request for the GNS abuse study briefing and the security framework briefing are both action items. So we want to make sure that we track them.
Sure. We have a whole list of action items, information requests, question requests, briefing requests. Only two are on the dashboard, which seems weird. And there's been a lot of briefings in the past that haven't been reflected there. It just seems very odd to call out two of the many that have been requested and putting more import on briefings than the information that's been requested and reviewed.
Okay, maybe there was some confusion because I believe you'd asked for them to be on there a couple of weeks ago. You'd asked why they had dropped off, so I put them on there.
No. Yeah, I see the confusion. I asked that they be added to the list of items we're tracking and deliverables, the master list that you just had. Not the dashboard.
So
I didn't ask that they be added to the dashboard. Yeah, I asked that they be added to the list of things that need to be done.
Okay, can you clarify what you mean when you say dashboard?
That one-page green thing that you're posting? Yeah, that one-page green thing that you're posting on the website. With the money spent. Attendance.
Oh, the fact numbers. Sheet.
Fact sheet. Thank you. And I'm not sure why that appears on the fact sheet. I asked that they be included in the on the action item to-do list for tracking.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So yeah, I thought you were talking about the action items list. Which
no, I'm
on,
sorry.
So.
Fact sheet. I couldn't remember the name you called it. Yeah, that makes sense. And I will once again strive to give you edits on this note today.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.